2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's 6:30 at KSL. Jeff Kaplan here. It's a partly cloudy sky. Right now in Salt Lake, 68 degrees. KSL's top story. The McCluskey family was at the University of Utah today to mark 3 years since their daughter's murder. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt was there and tells us McCluskey's parents want to make campuses safer.
Jill and Matt McCluskey announcing a new five-step campus safety initiative for the University of Utah, and they hope campuses around the country. The plan includes spreading awareness of dating violence, creating a best practices blueprint, developing a campus safety score, and strengthening dating violence and stalking laws. The McCluskeys, alongside U President Randall Taylor, led a walk around the school's track to honor Lauren.
It's KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt. Visit laurenmccluskey.org. For more information, a Utah woman faces accusations of sexually abusing a teen client with disabilities. KSL.com reports police booked Hannah Hauser into the Carbon County Jail while they investigate. Police say the victim was a teen boy with autism and a traumatic brain injury. Hauser was supposed to accompany him to school and keep him out of trouble. She's accused of supplying him with nicotine and engaging in sex acts with him. KSL's top national story. The U.S. Coast Guard says around 40 shipping containers are lost off the coast of Washington State this afternoon. A ship lost some of the containers in rough seas from the bomb cyclone now nearing the Pacific Northwest. These containers are about 43 miles west of the coast. A helicopter has been deployed to locate the containers. Only 8 of them have been found. That leaves 32 of them missing off the top of a ship. This weather bomb cyclone, for the most part, is going to miss the Seattle area, but we could see strong wind gusts there.
The timing will be starting Sunday and lasting through Monday that we could have some significant wind. Certainly not going to be the biggest thing we've ever had.
Brent Bauer with the National Weather Service says it'll be wet this weekend, but coastal areas in the state of Washington will get the brunt of the storm. The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear challenges to the Texas abortion law.
The U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear arguments on the restrictive Texas abortion law November 1st. It is an accelerated timeline, but it does not, as the Biden administration had hoped, immediately halt the state's ban on abortions after 6 weeks, before many women know they're pregnant. The Justice Department has said Texas paired an unconstitutional law with an unprecedented enforcement scheme designed to evade judicial review. The state has argued the federal government lacks the authority to challenge.
A nonpartisan audit of Wisconsin's 2020 presidential race finds no evidence of widespread voter fraud. The report from the state's Legislative Audit Bureau determined the swing state's election was largely safe and secure. Lawmakers are creeping their way toward a deal over the president's legislative agenda.
Ohio Representative Tim Ryan says negotiations between lawmakers will produce a bill that will not only create wealth, but also make the U.S. economy more competitive with China.
This is the legislative process. It takes time. We have differing opinions. We're going to get through this. There's going to be a bill. It's going to be significantly bigger than what we're doing now.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
Border Patrol says it made a record number of arrests at the U.S.-Mexico border this year. The agency reports they've arrested 1.7 million immigrants illegally crossing. Unauthorized crossings have begun to decline, but remain above the usual numbers for a given year. Stresses on the global supply chain are trickling down to the local food chain. Utah Food Bank President and CEO Jeanette Bott says while a lot of companies are increasing paychecks, the costs of staples is also going way up.
So it is becoming really a challenge. And if you look at the price of some of these items, you instantly know that things that are good, that are nutritious, that are valuable to diet are things that are having to be eliminated.
Bott tells Utah's Noon News families who are food insecure tend to prioritize rent or the mortgage and childcare over their grocery shopping. She says they always need donations of food, time, and money. The food bank is getting a huge donation of feminine hygiene products to help women and girls who can't afford them. According to Sister Goods, 1 in 7 Utah teens can't afford personal products. About half of the women in poverty have to choose between food and feminine hygiene. Sister Goods plans to deliver a truckload of these products to the Utah Food Bank Monday for distribution all over the state. KSL News Time 636. A new BYU study finds that a big burn scar saw so much rain it dumped 200 years worth of sediment into Utah Lake. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
The deluge of sediment is having a negative effect on the ecosystem. That's from a new study from BYU, which finds torrential rain swept excessive amounts of debris from the burn scar of the Pole Creek fire in 2018 into the lake. They say the increased nitrogen and phosphorus cause harmful algal blooms affecting drinking water.
The study did give recommendation on how to treat the water, but the study says it can be very costly. KSL News Time 636. Ricky Meese, are things easing yet?
In Salt Lake County, they are, but we still have road work tying up traffic. This is eastbound I-80 in Tooele County, going from Lake Point to the 201 Junction. Northbound I-15 in Utah County, we still have unusual delays. This is in Lehi, going northbound from 2100 North up to the Point of the Mountain. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.